Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Keith, and I have to take the time to introduce the show you're going to hear today. For starters, I didn't get all the parts and things I needed to complete our audio drama that we usually do this time of the month, The Adventures of Luke. And so I was digging through our archives and stuff, and I came across this short audio drama that we produced some years ago, about 3 years ago. And I thought I would share it. Keep in mind, it didn't really take off. There's only 3 episodes that were produced, that were posted. There's about 3 more that never saw the light of day. And there's a few scripts lying around, just waiting for something to be done with them. This was a children's type of podcast, so it's directed towards that. And you will hear a mention of a different URL for Helpsley Podcast Network, which is how we were mostly known at that time, podcast.helpsley.net, which is just a subdomain off my personal blog. It no longer exists, and I have it set to redirect to our new home of the podcast, which is life-truth.com. And I think that's everything I need to warn you about. Oh, Retrobots. I keep in mind, this is a pilot episode, and it was just testing out the waters. One of the voices you'll hear is a synthetic Retrobot voice, which we used to use sometimes in the shows just for a little bit of humor. If you don't like that, keep in mind, this pilot episode is the only one we really did that with. Other ones just use regular voices talking. So all the housekeeping is out of the way. I hope you enjoy this. But first, since we are part of the Christian podcast community, which can be found at podcasts.strivingforeternity.org, I thought you might like to listen to this.
Welcome to the Creation Science
for Kids
Show,
where we learn about Jesus, our Creator, and His amazing world. Hi, I'm Sherry Fields, your host, and I'm joined today by my co-host, Timothy.
Creation Science, the number 4 kids.com, to let your friends know about this podcast and ministry.
And to connect with all the rest of the things we do with the podcast, stop by the web address I got just for you, CS4KS, the initials of the show, .com, and find out how to send us your own recording, write us an Apple Podcast review, drop us a note, become a monthly supporter, and see the heart of why this ministry is so important.
Confused Christian, presented by Helpsley Podcast Network, HPN, and Protectors of the Book. For all of your podcast needs, when you seek the truth about God, faith, the Bible, and reality. And now, Confused Christian. Be reconciled. Biblical truth. Take necessary actions to be reconciled to others in conflict situations. Goals. Be a godly peacemaker and resolve personal conflicts. Understand what's involved in genuine reconciliation. Determine always to pursue genuine reconciliation in conflict situations. Introduction. We will discover that there is no room for the accumulation of an unforgiving or unrepentant attitude.
What was that? A room for what?
An unforgiving attitude.
I thought it was cumulative red pants. I don't care what color they are.
Are you sure that's what he said? I thought cumulate is a kind of cloud.
Huh? Now that's silly. Who ever heard of cloud pants? Cloud pants? Maybe, but...
Well, I do know. Do you reckon he meant white cloud? I've heard of that.
Yeah, no, you can't wear a white cloud. It might melt when it gets wet.
Will you two cut it out? I'm not talking about pants or clouds or...
What are you talking about?
Yes, spit it out. We want to know.
Conflict. I'm talking about conflict and reconciliation.
Huh? Conflict isn't silly.
It's pretty serious if you ask me.
I agree. Step back and run over that one more time. Conflict is serious stuff. You know what we ought to be talking about?
What is it? Tell me. I can't wait to find out.
Forgiveness.
Okay. Stop. I apologize. I clearly made a poor choice of words. Let me try this again. And genuine forgiveness.
See, that's what we ought to be talking about.
Hush up, and let the man talk.
Thank you. We will discuss that there is no room for the accumulation of an unforgiving or unrepentant attitude.
There he goes again about those cloud pants. Now, how's a guy supposed to wear?
Not red pants. Repentance.
Well, I do know. What room are... What did you call them? Red pants? What room are they in? What? That's where I want to be.
Don't worry. We'll get there to repentance. But first, let's look at this. Forgiving completely. In Colossians 3:12 through 15, put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so also you must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called into one body, and be thankful. From the English Standard Version.
I knew it had to do with putting on pants, or clothes,
Not quite. Colossians 3:12 refers to believers. The reference to putting on can be compared to getting dressed. So, how should a believer dress spiritually?
Clap it!
I'm going to forget you said that. Just as you choose to dress in certain clothes each morning, the choice to put on forgiveness, any of the virtues referred to, forgiveness is not feelings or emotions. Forgiveness isn't in forgetting or excusing an offense either. Forgiveness comes from an act of the will to choose to forgive.
Today I choose to put on my forgiveness pants.
Good. It would be pretty offensive, not to mention unforgettable, if you didn't.
Hush. Focus. The phrase, if anyone has a complaint against another, in verse 13, addresses the offended person, not the offender.
Oh. Trust me, I would have a complaint if he didn't wear his.
I'm not talking about pants. In Colossians 3:13, how are believers commanded to forgive?
Forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive.
No fair, you read that.
Regardless, he's right. Colossians 3:13 challenges the offended party to take the initiative and reconciliation. The definition for the Greek word for forgiveness implies to put up with. Considering this definition, how might this change your response to others?
Huh?
Give them pants to wear.
I'll go with that for now. It means to not respond in a bad way to people who do you wrong. Forgiveness is an expression of grace. The issue isn't on whether the person deserves it or not. Forgiveness is the gift of grace. The Greek word translated here for forgiving or forgiven is related to the word for grace. Think about this. By letting the peace of the Messiah control our hearts, we are surrendering to him in our behalf.
Did he say pizza?
I'm hungry.
No, let the peace of the Messiah... Oh, wait. Let me put it this way. Let the harmony of Jesus control our hearts and surrender to him.
Why didn't you say so?
I'm still hungry.
Can we get back on track? Do you see the give and take in this transaction?
When there's a conflict, don't respond by doing something mean to the other person.
When you're offended, quietly forgive, but make the first move to approach the one who did you wrong.
Question. What are the benefits of the offended when they seek reconciliation? Consider this. Is it possible for someone to be offended and the offender never know it?
Yes.
And we should politely approach them, right?
What is your response to forgiveness as a choice?
Forgiveness is not feelings or emotions. Forgiveness isn't forgetting or excusing the offense.
He's doing it again. He's reading from your notes.
At least I can read.
Hey.
Children, stop it. Besides what he read, it is an act of the will. When you're challenged to forgive, what is your greatest obstacle?
Holding back from punching him in the head.
What did I ever do to you?
Nothing. But I was imagining because he said so.
Now, don't drag me into this. But you're right. Often it starts with self-discipline. To resist our anger, being at peace with one another. The word peace stems from a Hebrew word shalom, which means well-being and wholeness within God's rule. In Romans 12:18, if possible, on your part, live at peace with everyone. Conclusion. What has this study today taught you?
Forgiveness doesn't have to do with red pants.
Or white clouds.
But if we choose to not wear pants...
Don't go there.
Just don't punch me in the head.
I never done it. You're the one who...
Settle down. I never meant it. How about we choose to wear pants and live in peace? Do you forgive me?
I forgive you.
In devotional times this week, reflect on these points. How will you make reconciliation a priority in your life? What kind of commitment will you make today? Thanks for listening to Confused Christian, a presentation of Helpsley Podcast Network, HPN, and Protectors of the Book. For all of your podcast needs when you seek the truth about God, faith, the Bible, and reality, you'll find it all at facebook.com/protectorsofthebook. That's P-R-O-T-E-C-T-O-R-S of the book. Or podcast.helpsley.net, HELTSLEY.net.
Music and effects used in the show are under the Creative Commons Attribution Only License. The Harry Roy Orchestra, O You Sweet Thing, 1935. To our knowledge, the copyright is in the public domain. Disclaimer notice. Non-commercial means, freely received, freely given, and not to make money on its use. This and similar material can be found freely on archive.org.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, you sweet thing, I can't have too much, for you are really such a sweet thing.
That's our show for today. That's all I have. If you enjoyed that, please do visit life-truth.com and send me an email. Even if you didn't like it, visit the webpage and do the same thing. Send me an email. I'd love to hear what you thought about it. That's all I really have today, so I will just sign off. This is your host, Keith, saying thanks for listening. See you next week, and please do tell a friend about us. It's how we grow our audience the most.